George Washington slept here. He slept with me. He came up right to my door one night and said, I've not begun to fight, but I'm feeling mighty tired. Could I crash upon your couch? And the minute I turned out the light, he was on me like a redcoat. I gave in just like a Hessian, and he knocked me up right then, became the father of our country. And our country is good. Our country is kind and sweet as pie to others. Our country chops wood, cherry trees, of course, and our country cannot tell a lie. George Washington slept here. Oh, yeah, it's true. I know everybody says that, 'cause they want to attract tourists, and not that I am a purist or some kind of lovesick prude, but George Washington slept in other places too. And he did it with some black folks, Sephardic Jews and Orientals, and he knocked him up just like me. Now they've moved in on our neighborhoods, and their countries are strange. Their countries are dangerous, keep to themselves. Their countries do not play well with other countries. Martha, did you know your boy is gone? You're back in Vernon while he carries on. Did you think that he'd come back on a white horse he would ride? Between love and country, one must sometimes pick a side. George Washington slept here. He tossed and turned, and he slipped out before daybreak when I was still asleep, leaving nothing but a note, something about a date at Valley Forge. Now all I've left are pictures in my safe. Once a month he sends more pictures, but it never is enough for us. What a shame it is to know our founding fathers are all deadbeat dads, because our country is sick. Our country's a screaming, bloody lunatic, and our country's in trouble. Our country needs bubble baths and vapor rub, and chocolate cake and swimming pools, and Ovaltine and gentleness, and it needs someone to sing it fast asleep. 'Cause Washington's left here. George Washington's left here.